Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Unleash the Power of Your Intuition program. This is Tej Pal, and today we're exploring principle number 3, be detached. We will first look at what is detachment and what are the benefits of detachment. Then we will explore what prevents you to be detached, and then what could you do. So what is detachment? Usually that is a principle that creates lots of confusion. For me, detachment is accepting what exists at any given moment. Accepting what exists at any given moment. So, if I accept something, it doesn't mean I like it. It's two different realities. So I can have a lot of emotions, even if I am detached. And that's where the confusion lies for lots of people. They think detachment equals being neutral. Well, being neutral for me is not being a human being. Your emotions are part of your life force. So I love emotions and we need to use them. But first I want to focus on be detached about the outcomes. And we know in life sometimes we're so focused on the outcomes that we can't breathe, that we have so much fear or anxiety, and we can't think, and we can't relax, so therefore we cannot access our wisdom and our intuition. So any goal you set them with intensity and intention, and then be detached. Give space. Let go. It doesn't mean that you forget them. You let go. Because guess what? You can do better than your goal. And if you don't achieve your goal, you're not going to die. So in any way, this is your desire, your intent, and you have to let go. Well, guess what? That's the same when you want to develop your intuition. You may ask a question, and you may receive an answer that have maybe nothing to do with your question. But that's what you need to hear at that moment. So the spiritual reality doesn't work like the physical reality in a way that there is no linear dimension. So first, when you detach from the outcome, you are going to be so relaxed in your life. If I can detach from the outcome and think each time somebody talks to me, I hope they're going to want to work with me. I hope they are going to like me or whatever. Then I can't do my work. Number 2, regarding the detachment principle, is be detached about your ego. That can be in the way. If you have to be the smartest and the best and the magician or whoever you have to be, then you know it's not going to work. So don't focus on what you think you should be or should look like or should say or how you should impress people or all these kind of things, because your ego is going to prevent you to access your intuition. So we really need to be detached about our ego. If I expect people to really love my work and myself again, it's just going to be hard for me to do my work. The last thing I'm interested in vis-à-vis of my client is they say, oh, I really like Tej Pal. Well, I will hope they will say, wow, I really learned something. That is for me way more important than liking me. So number 3, I want to explore the notion of detachment vis-à-vis of understanding what you receive. It's very interesting that we have this kind of belief that if we don't understand something, that means it has no value. And how many times when I teach people to develop their intuition, they say, oh yeah, I saw 2 dolphins when I was asking that question, but I didn't know what that meant, so put that away. And I say, wow, then bring those two dolphins back and we're going to try to explore what was the meaning. So a lot of time I may see object in people's field, like I may see a piano or a horse or a female energy or a male energy or whatever. I may sense different things and I don't understand what that is. And so I may ask questions. I say, oh, do you play the piano? And I may have an answer. Oh, yeah, I used to play when I was 7. Or my grandmother play or whatever. So we just have to be open to value anything we experience, no matter how we understand what we experience or not. Number 4 is also be detached on how you receive, particularly if you haven't developed your intuition. You're going to have preconceived ideas on how you're going to receive. And a lot of time when people think about intuition, usually you think about the visual. Oh, I'm going to see a blue light, or I'm going to see a little guide or a little fairy answering me about that question. Well, most of the time it's not going to happen this way. You may receive the information through your physical body. You may have a contraction in some area of your body. You may receive information in your dreams. You may first access it through your emotions. You may have some words in your mind. You may have some kind of inner knowing. You may smell. You may hear. So we never know at the beginning how we're going to receive. And it's important just to be completely open to all of our senses so that we don't have to be attached to one way to receive information. So what I want to talk about now is about what prevents you to be detached. So of course we talk about the ego, but also about the stories that we may hold. When I was at healing school, again, I relate to this experience a lot, but this experience opened me so much to what I am doing right now. Lots of healers used to have their vision very well developed. And even if I was talking to the angel Gabriel when I was 7 and if I was seeing orbs as a kid, you know, my visual was not as developed than others' way to sense the information. My inner knowing was very well developed. And I had some kind of inner vision so I could see some of your organs. But seeing in a very clear way, guides or things like that, I didn't have that. And specifically when we studied a specific aspect of the field where you have guides, and I remember I was in year 2 or 3 of that healing school, and 80% of the students used to be able to see those guides, and I couldn't see them. So therefore, because I couldn't see those guides, therefore, I was not a good healer. That was my story. And so for a while, and I can laugh about it today, I used to kind of obsess a little bit about how to receive information. And to say, well, I really need to see those guides at this level of the field. And I was kind of so attached to receive and to be able to see these guides that I could not really be present and use all the other ways that I could receive intuitive information. So it's important also to pay attention to your stories and to your belief system beside your ego to understand what's in the way, what prevents you to be detached. So I hope you have an idea about what detachment is now and that you can understand the important benefits of that principle. For these principles, instead of designing 3 practices, I designed 4 practices. So you have more choices. And they are priceless. So again, Pick at least one of these four practices and work at it. If you can, for 40 days in a row, again, it can be only 5 minutes every day. That's only what you need. But you plant a seed for that principle to be more alive in your being.